Parshas Mishpatim. Ve'ela Mishpatim Asher Tosim Lifneihem. These are the laws. Mishpatim referring to Dinim of Choshen Mishpat. Choshen Mishpat. Court law, mishpat, court law. Ve'ela, there's an extra vav. Should say ela mishpat. These are what's and these are. You never begin a chapter with and. The, not and. These are, not and these are. Unless and is a run-on. And is a mechaber. It puts together the previous with what is being said over here. So the Eila Mishpatim should have actually began Eila HaMishpatim. This question Rashi addresses. Why does it say Ve'Eila Mishpatim? It should say Eila Mishpatim. Good, you want to teach the laws. You have another parsha dedicated to the laws. Why does it begin the, which implies a continuation of the previous parsha? Also, the placing of this parsha is questionable. Why is it here? The previous parsha talks about Matan Torah. All of a sudden, the continuing parasha is about the laws of Choshen Mishpat, Smichus. What is the fact that this parasha connected to the previous parasha and close to the previous parasha? So these are two separate questions. The Vav connecting it and the Smichus putting it one after another, it needs to be explained. So Rashi answers both questions. Says Rashi, "Kamakim shnemer eila apostles are shining, the eila is ma'isat ala shining." That enochanami ve is to add, it's to continue, it's to connect. It's connected to the previous parasha, just like in the previous parasha we had aseres hadibris misinai. So too the dinim are what misinai. So that's the vav. Why is it put over here, these dinim? So that should have sufficed to already explain why the dinim are here, right? In other words, if you're trying to connect the previous parasha to teach me that this is also Misinai, so that should have been a good enough answer why it's here. After the parasha of Yisrael, the Rashi, for some reason, finds it necessary to quote a mechilta explaining a different reason why it's next to the parasha of Yisrael. And that is, says Rashi, the lama nismach parasha dinam leparasha mizbeach loy melucha shetasim Sanhedrin eitzel hamikdash. That the Sanhedrin belongs in the base hamikdash, because the end of parasha Yisrael talks about a mizbeach, and the beginning of Mishpatim talks about the laws which are given in the hands of the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin has to be next to the, let's just say for the time being, next in the Mikdash. The Mizbech is in the Mikdash. We'll soon learn that actually Rashi has a different girsa, that it has to be near the Mizbech. We'll get into that in a few moments. But these are the two parts to the answer of the question, why is Mishpatim after Yisrael? It's interesting. It comes out that Rashi found it necessary to give two separate answers to Parshas Mishpatim being here. One is V, to connect it to Matan Torah, and the Smichus, the fact that it's next to, not Matan Torah, but the Mizbeach, which was the last thing we learned in Parshas Yisrael. So actually we're connecting the parsha of Eila Mishpatim to two parts of last week's parsha. We're connecting it to Matan Torah, that this also is Misinai, and that's the Vav. And the Mizbeach, which was the last thing we learned in Parshas Yisroel, that you have to build a Mizbeach, Sanhedrin, the laws of Dinim are given to the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin has to be near the Mikdash, and what Rashi has a girsa on this, a separate one in brackets, near the Mizbeach. Why doesn't it suffice to say one answer, that it's Misinai, and that's why it begins with this, with these halachas? Or if it's here, and it's connected to the previous parsha because of the Mizbeach, so then that's the connection. Then that should be the Vav HaChibur. The reason why he has a Vav, because it's connected directly to the previous parsha. Now I could go in and start, you know, nitpicking and saying, well, smichus is just to tell me that it belongs near, but the Vav is actually one step more than that. It's trying to say that it's mamish connected, and therefore we have to go find in last week's parsha how it's exactly connected. To the extent that the Mizrahi learns that the Mishpatim are so much connected to Sinai that actually they were given b'Sinai b'Kailais u'Brakim. That the same way the Aseres HaDibros were given b'Maimed Har Sinai, they were given with loud thunders, and yes, not only Aseres HaDibros but Ve'Elam Mishpat. That's the Pshat Misinai, that it's not Stam connected in theory. It's literally connected. It's part of last week's parasha. The Mizrahi learns like this. The Archaim brings it down. He says it can't be. It doesn't make sense. Only the Aseres HaDibros were given with the Maimed Har Sinai, with the thunders and the lightning. But it's not true that the Mishpatim were given that way. Okay. And I could figure out that that's Pshat and Rashi, that Rashi held that it's not just Smichus, but there's actually Vav Chibur, that it's attached to last week's parasha. I don't want to go into it because it's detailed and it's not necessarily important for the topic that we're going to talk about today. But what is important for me, I would like to say that actually it's not two separate answers. That's how I would like to learn the Rashi. Connecting it to Sinai and connecting it to the Mizbeach is actually all of the same. It's actually one answer. I don't mean literally one answer, but in concept, in Yesod, it's actually trying to tell us the same thing about the Mishpatim. That they were connected to Matan Torah, and they were connected to the Mizbeach. And I'll prove it to you. It's very interesting that Mizbeach is brought in last week's parsha. You know why? There was still no Mishkan. What was the point of talking about a Mizbeach? What Mizbeach are you talking about? There's no Mishkan. This wasn't my question, by the way. The Kliyakar asked this, actually. Doesn't understand what Mizbeach is doing in last week's parsha at all. I mean, why teach me about a Mizbeach if we don't have a Mishkan yet? We'll have a Mishkan, we'll say how to make a Mizbeach.
It's a prophecy. Yeah.
Fine, but why? I mean, why say it here? There's got to be a reason that it's there. It could be it's not only the Mishkan's Mizbeach, maybe it's every Mizbeach. Don't forget, they made a Mizbeach on Maimon Har Sinai. I don't know that much at this point to say that it's the same Mizbeach, and all the halachas of Mizbeach were negated to the Mizbeach that they built on Har Sinai, and that's why it tells me the halachas of the Mizbeach. The Kliyakar asks us for a question, it's good enough for me. The Kliyakar says he doesn't understand, he's perplexed. Why is the story of the Mizbeach even here? I mean, it doesn't belong. It's Matan Torah, and then you want to talk about the Mishpatim. And the answer might be, like I'm telling you, Matan Torah is affiliated and connected to a Mizbeach, which is affiliated and connected to a
Sanhedrin.
There's some joint understanding here. There's some joint connection between the Mizbeach, Matan Torah, and the Sanhedrin. Let me discuss with you a few other answers that are given in the Rishayim. Why is Parshas Mishpatim here? The most simple and basic is the Evan Ezra, I'm sorry, not the Evan Ezra, the Sipurna and the Ramban. Sipurna Ramban says it's connected to Matan Torah, not ideologically. See, according to Rashi, it's an ideological connection. Just like this is from Sinai, you got to understand that this is from Sinai, either to give it credence or to give it understanding of the of its role that it plays. According to Ramban the Sipurna, it's a technical reason why it's connected to Matan Torah. Because the Torah in Matan Torah is teaching us, Loi Sachmoid, you're not allowed to lust what's not yours, Loi Sigzel, you're not allowed to steal, and so on and so forth. So, how do I know what's mine? How do I know what's called stealing? So right away, the Torah goes into Eilam Mishpatim. These are the details of what's called stealing, what's called lusting, what's not yours. Otherwise, if you don't know what's yours and what's called stealing, then how could you teach me, don't be over these others? That's how the Sipurna and the Ramban learn. Which means that according to Rashi, it's somewhat ideological, the connection. While according to the Sipurna and the Ramban, what is it? Technical. You teach me, Allah, how do I know what it is? The Eilam Mishpat. The Evan Ezra says something quite unique, connecting Mishpatim to Matan Torah. Matan Torah was a bris. It was a treaty. Va'atem tiuli mamleches kayanim v'goy kadosh. You know, in the Svarim, excuse me, not the Svarim, but the Rishonim, based on Chazal, Matan Torah was a marriage between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I've once given you a shiur that all the halachas and customs of a wedding is deduced and taken from Matan Torah. We learn it from the story of Matan Torah. I'm not going to go into it now, but just to bring out the strong connection between bris, treaty, marriage, agreement. So there's a prenuptial to the agreement. You know what that is? You got to keep certain mitzvahs. Otherwise, the agreement is worthless. Right? What is one of those things that is a prenuptial to this bris, says the Evan Ezra? That is, Eilam Mishpatim Asher Tasim Lifneihem. If you keep the dinim, that's a prenup. Maybe I'm not saying the right word. Maybe it's not prenup. It's a condition. Maybe prenup is when you get divorced. Whatever. It's a tanai kaidim lemaisa. For the bris, that if you want the bris, you have to keep what? Eila mishpatim asher tasim. That's what Evan Ezra said. Maybe I'll read you the words. You'll see that it's very unique. Evan Ezra, very unique. Says Evan Ezra like this. You hear? Here. Hashem is telling them that he's ready to make a treaty with them. Tell them in Yekablum Oz Yichris Lehem Bris, that if they accept it, then they'll have a bris. And one of the things is, he tells them that they have to keep the mitzvahs and the mishpatim. Vayreyu ha-mishpatim v'ha-mitzvahs. He tells them which laws and which rules, mishpatim, they have to keep, and that's this week's parasha. My question to you is, are the mishpatim the essence of the bris? Or are the mishpatim conditions, prenups to the bris? For example, the best example I just gave you, marriage. You ever see it says that he's willing to respect his wife had to treat her kedas guvern yudai like every other Jewish husband. So if a person doesn't keep the actual core, then what's that? That means he's not married. To love, to respect, to whatever the goyim even use the language today, right? That's all part of the marriage. Then you can have conditions to the marriage. I'll buy you a house. I'll make sure I give you this. I'll get you that. We'll go here. We'll right. These are what tenayim. That if you don't keep them, the marriage will fall apart. My question is, in the Eben Ezra, that he explains that these mishpatim are a condition to the bris of atem piuli mamlechus kayanim v'gay kadosh. Matan Torah was a treaty. And the mishpatim is what? Conditions. Meaning that it's a condition, chutz, outside conditions that have to be met. Or these are the actual conditions that make up the bris. That is the treaty between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they keep the mishpat. That is the question that we're going to address today. So we have here two questions. The first question is the connection ideologically that Rashi tells us between Matan Torah and we're putting into the mix Mizbeach to Mishpatim, and we have Devin Ezra that tells us that the bris of Matan Torah, the bris of Matan Torah, was about Mishpatim. It was a big part of the bris, Eila Mishpatim Asher Tosim Lefneim, and that's why it's here. The Ramban and the Sipurna learned it simple, that the connection is technical, that once you told me not to steal and lust someone else's objects, you gotta teach me what's called stealing. Okay, so there's not too much that you have to explain according to the Ramban and Sipurna. But we have to explain this ideological connection that Rashi's telling us between Matan Torah, the Mizbeach. You could learn, Rashi, that the Mizbeach is just technical. Where you're supposed to put the Mishpatim, meaning the Sanhedrin, that is technically next to the Mizbeach. Or like we're saying is, and it has a lot to do with Misinai, it's connected to Sinai, Mizbeach, Mishpatim, there's some unique connection. And therefore, I believe that Rashi's actually saying that the Smichus and the Vavach Hebrew is actually all one. It's to the entire Parsha of Yisrael, which starts with Matan Torah, and culminates with Mizbeach. That's the way I would understand the Parsha. That Matan Torah ends with the lesson of Mizbeach. There's something about a Mizbeach that belonged after Matan Torah, and it continues with this week's Parsha of Eila Mishpat. Does everybody understand what I just did? I just learned with you the Pasuk. That's all I did. If you didn't learn the Pasuk like this, that means that you're looking for something else than the actual learning of the Pasuk. This was the learning of the Pasuk. Ve'eila mishpatim asher tosim lifneihem. The Vav is connecting it to last week's Parsha. Why? The Ramban, Sipurna, technical. It has to do with Loisachma. Yeah, tell me what Loisachma. Loisigzel, tell me what Loisigzel is. Rashi makes it that it's from Sinai. Something more ideological. Something higioni. You have to know that this is from Sinai. What about the smichus? Oh, the smichus is the Mizbeach. So maybe one has nothing to do with the other. Or maybe it does. Maybe it's all one smichus. Matan Torah, Mizbeach. It's all connected. And according to the Eben Ezra, it has not necessarily to do with the laws of Matan Torah, but it has to do with the bris, the treaty of Matan, the Eila Mishpatim Asher Tosim Lefneihem. Now let's discuss and explain. What connection does the Sanhedrin have to do with the Mizbeach? Just it has to be there? That's the way it has to be? Now I want to tell you an interesting ha'ara. Rashi says that you're supposed to put the Sanhedrin Eitzel HaMikdash. What does he mean? Does he mean the Beis HaMikdash? Does he mean the Kodesh of Mikdash? He means the sanctuary within the Beis HaMikdash? And if you look, there's a girsa. You see the girsa? Mizbeach. Don't translate Mikdash, Mizbeach. Now, why would it be in the Mikdash? Well, I could come and say very simple. It's the holiest place of Klal Yisrael. Over there, there's Hashroas HaShchina. We also know that a Sanhedrin is a Likim Nitzav Badaskel. Hashem dwells and rests in the Sanhedrin. So therefore, ultimately, the best place for the Sanhedrin would be the Beis HaMikdash. You know, the Lashon of the Pasuk by Sanhedrin is, V'kamta v'alisa l'amakoy m'sheyivchar Hashem, right? And then you go over there and you ask, and you're supposed to ask Sanhedrin, and you're supposed to do k'chayil asher yoyrucha. Maybe it has a lot to do with the Sanhedrin, like the Urim V'Tumim, that they're representing Hashem. Hashem is there, Elokim Nitzav. Hashem is among the Sanhedrin, and He's there with their Psak Halacha. And therefore, the best place for them would be actually in the Mikdash, in the sanctuary. Right? That's how I would say it. If someone tells you, why should the Sanhedrin be in the Beis HaMikdash? And the answer is, Shechina, Kosh Baruch Hu, right? That's what you would say, right? What makes it a little more complicated is if you don't say it means Mikdash, but it means Mizbeach. Wait a minute, why would the Sanhedrin be next to Mizbeach? So here the Mefarshim say different terutzim. And let me begin by telling you what I really think is important when you read this Rashi. It's supposed to be Eitzel HaMikdash. This comes from Mechilta. That's where this is coming from. The word of the Mechilta is Eila Mishpatim Asher Tosin Nimtzeinu L'Meidus Sanhedrin Boyim B'tzad HaMizbeach. Very interesting, Lashon. It's not even so much near the Mizbeach, but it belongs on the side of the Mizbeach. Interesting, huh? Someone tells you, you could park next to my house. Okay, so next to is a location. But if you come and you say you could park on the side of my house, you might be implying more than just what? Next to? You might be implying that there's some connection between my house and where you park. I'll give you another example. Tell me, if you parked in the street near my house, next to my house, what would that be? That's next. But is that anything connected to me? No. The sidewalk, which is next to my house. If I come, I tell you should park on the side of my house.
Much close.
You're saying something more. You're saying that it's connected to my house. My house and the side of that is where you're going to be parking. See the difference? You like it? I do. You know why I like it? Because it's true. And you know why it's true? Because I read it. That's what it says here. Boyim. That's right. It doesn't even say you're supposed to be. Boyim. They come. B'tzad HaMizbeach. I'll give you another marshal that you should understand. Oh, higata lachatuna. Meiz tzadaka. Ani mitzad hachatan, ani mitzad hakala. Right? That's what he would say. Tell me something. When you come mitzad hachatan, mitzad hakala, what does that mean? That because you saw the kala? Or that implies that you're either very friendly with the kala or the chasin, or very friendly or very related to the chasin and the kala. Mitzad something means that there's a connection. It's not just a location connection, you understand? Mitzad means there's a connection. You know that? Okay. So the question is, mitzad! Bayim? Mitzad, like as if I would say, I'm coming, mitzad, ani ba, mitzad ha-chatan, ani ba, mitzad ha-mizbeach. I like it. You know what? Because you came, I'm going to give you a gem. Yeah? Sanhedrin. Beit Lam is Bech. That's not actually what Rashi says. What Rashi says is Samim Otam Mitzad HaMikdash. Eitzel HaMikdash. Oh, in the brackets it says the word Mizbeach. So I went to look, is it Mikdash? Is it Mizbeach? Now, if it's Mikdash, I think it is. Hashcha'at HaShchinah is where? In the Mikdash! And Sanhedrin needs Hashra'at HaShchinah. Kim Nitzah, Madat Ken, Urim Etumim! Hashra'at HaShchinah, right? The Sanhedrin is a type of Urim Etumim. They paskin the halachas of Klal Yisrael. Mora derech tzichim hashoras hashchina. Fine. But if you don't say it's mikdash, you say it's mizbeach. What do you mean? What connection does that have with the mizbeach? And what does it mean to be? Eitzel hamikdash. Eitzel hamizbeach. Location wise? Which still needs to be explained. Why is it in location next to the Mizbeach? I don't, it's a good question. We're going to have to get to that. But I'm showing you that it's even more than location. Katub Ba'im Bi Tzad HaMizbeach. That's the Mechilta that Rashi's calling. They come. I gave an example. When you come and say, Ani Ba Mitzad HaChatan, what does that mean? You're located next to the Chatan. You're connected to the Chatan. Ba'im Mitzad. What's the connection between the Sanhedrin and the Mizbeach? So the Maral, this is a Chum, brings down the Gurari. It says, the Mizbeach is lahatil shalom. It's to make peace. What? Between Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Peace! Mishpatim, Beiriv Lariv, Beinega Lanega, Divrei Rivois. You walk into a Bet Din, you walk into one of these Dayanim, you'll see what Machloket is. Oh, you guys have no idea what Machloket is. Kill each other over a quarter, yeah? So what makes Shalom, or what should make Shalom al Kopanim? I don't know if it does it today, but it's supposed to, is the Din Imam, this Mishpat. So that's the connection to the Mizbeach. Alright. Maral says it. I guess he doesn't mean just that this is next to this, or this is for this, and that's for that. Maybe he needs to say is that the Dayanim should learn from the Mizbeach. I would like to add in the Maral. Otherwise, it's next to this because it has the same reason. It's not, it's watery stuff. I would say what the Maral means, that the Sanhedrin must learn from the Mizbeach. But just like the Mizbeach is Meitel Shalom, your job is to be Meitel Shalom and not the opposite, which unfortunately many Dayanim don't know. Many Dayanim think that their job is to represent their client. You know what the lawyers are there for? Anybody a lawyer here? I doubt it. Yeah, anybody? You don't look like such a... You look like a Nashim Erlich Yidin. Yeah, no, I don't think there's any lawyers here. Just kidding, just kidding. Some of my friends, my best friends are lawyers. Yeah, maybe. All right. The lawyer's whole thing is to make machlokes. You know what I mean? They're supposed to represent you and dig at the other guy and catch him, find him, and push him, and let me tell him, and therefore I'll let you know. Divrei Rivois. And there are many Rabbanim who believe that that's their job too, since Zebair Loyachot, Zebair Loyachot. How do Dayanis work? You can either walk into a bezin and say, all three of you are my Dayanim, or we could say like this, Zabla. What is Zabla? Zebair Loyachot, you choose one Dayan. Your opponent chooses a dayan, and together they choose a third dayan. So, unfortunately, Dayanim started to believe that since I'm chosen by this person, I have to represent this person, and I have to fight him out for his rights, and then, Eizem Achlokis Yotzeh Madayanim Atzman. It's unbelievable what goes on. Al Taseh Asmcha Orchea Dayanim. A mission in Avos. You're not allowed to be a lawyer. You're not allowed to act like a lawyer. To represent the side of your client. You have to come to what? Represent everybody. To bring out the truth, to bring out good. You know, Ve'ela Mishpatim, the Torah says every word. Hamishpatim, Nutrikin, Hadayin, Mitzuvin, Shiyasa, Pshara, Terem, Yasa, Mishpat. Asher, Nutrikin, Imshneim, Reutzen. It's all about bringing Shalom. Mishpatim. Nutrika. Ha? Dayan. Mem. Mitzuver. Shin. Sheyasa. Pei. Pishara. Tes. Terem. Yud. Yasa. Mem. Mishpat. First you have to make a pshara. Why? Because you're trying to help the two sides. You're not trying to make them further apart. Okay, that's just a little bit to bring you into the world of that I live in, so to speak. You never get a chance to experience it, but that's the way. Unfortunately, that's what it became. Memela, the Dayan must learn from the Mizbeach Lahatil Shalom to try to bring peace into the world, and not the opposite. And that's the Chibur, the connection, the placement of the Sanhedrin to the Mizbeach. Okay, this is a morale. The Kleyakar says a different pshat. The Kleyakar says a chidush nifla. All the halachas of a Sanhedrin are learned from the Mizbeach. Haflofel. I saw this Kleyakar. It's pages long. It's a very long Kleyakar. And I went through it line by line because every line is unbelievable. Unbelievable chidush. Hilchis Sanhedrin. The needs and tanayim of a kosher dayan are deduced from the Mizbeach. And I'll tell you where he gets this from, the Kleyakar. The Medrash in Esther, Perik Aleph, Oishut Beis, says that there were six steps to Shlomo HaMelech's throne. Shesh Ma'alot. Now, everybody knows that there were lions and tigers and who knows what. Everybody, that part, what's exciting for the children, that part everybody knows. Lions and who knows, and zebras and whatever, giraffes, I don't know, whatever you can, imagination sends you. It's true, that was on Shlomo HaMelech's throne, and we know by Paro, right, the throne, he had to try to make it like Shlomo HaMelech's throne. We all know these midrash. Fine. What's a little less known is that each step had a pasuk written on it. I'm going to tell you the six psukim that are written on the six steps of Shlomo HaMelech's throne. On the first step, it said, Loisata Mishpat. You should not make a mistake in judgment. Don't mistake, in judgment. The second step said, Loisakir Ponim. Don't show specialty to somebody. What's it called? Favoritism. Don't show favoritism to anybody. The third one, Losikach Shochat. Don't take bribery. The fourth one, you would say, has something to do also with Mishpat, right? And don't forget, Shlomo HaMelech was the ultimate Dayan, the Chacham, the famous thing, that they brought the baby to him, and he knew how to pass. Shlomo HaMelech was wise! The Dayan of all Dayanim! HaDayan Shiva Dayanim, right? What would you say the fourth one would be? Also about Mishpat. No. Lo Sita Lecha Asherah. Don't put up a tree of Avodah Zarah. An Asherah, an Avodah Zarah tree.
What's an Avodah Zarah tree? I mean, just a like
an idol.
Just
an idol.
Oh, an idol.
Five. Leisakim Lecha Matzeva. Don't put up an idol. Not an idol, but a statue. Matzeva. Statue. Six. Loisizbach Lashem Loikecha Shor Vaseh Asheyi by Mum. Yeah, on the sixth step it said, don't slaughter to Hashem something that has a blemish. Blemish? Where? What? On the throne? What shaykhis? Says the Kleyakar, I don't understand. The first three psukim is about judgment. Fine, it's supposed to be a reminder. Judge fairly. Put up a big poster, it's a reminder. But what about the last two? And the last one about mum, about an animal, what does that have to do with anything? Says the Kleyaka, Givaldik, Shlomo HaMelech learned this mechilta that says, Shetosim HaSanhedrin Eitzel HaMizbeach. You're supposed to put the Sanhedrin next to the Mizbeach. There's a reason for it. And the reason is that you're supposed to learn from the Mizbeach how to be a Dayan, how to judge. There's a connection between this week's parsha and the end of last week's parsha, the Mizbeach. And what does it say in last week's parsha? It says like this, Mizbeach Adomo Pasali. Okay, first it says, Kaysaimo b'nei Yisrael, Loisasin iti alei chesev alei zav, Loisasu lochem. Avodah Zarah, so Shlomo HaMelech put a banner, a poster, Avodah Zarah on his chair. Next, Mizbach Adama Tasali, Vizavachtas, Eloi Sechelesh Lamecha Vesanel, Vizbukarcha, Vizbach Avonim Tasali, Sivnen and Gozis. We learned from the Mizbeach. The slaughter of the Karbonis on the Mizbeach. Many, many halachas Lagabi Adai. And he put that on his throne. This is unbelievable. It's you hear? You listening? Beautiful. He says that Shlomo HaMelech learned from this pasuk, the way the Mechilta learned, that there's a direct connection between the Mizbeach and the Dayanim. Shetashim HaSanhedrin Eitzel HaMizbeach. And he explains, he says like this, let me tell you just all the details, he says like this. He says like this. Vizavachta olam v'sayloi secha. Mum is a psul. So you have to put a secha, shar v'sen, a kosher carbon without a mum. A dying can't have a mum either.
Wow.
You know that as soon as a dying gets a mum, they take him off the best. Why? See, he says that a dying has to know that an external mum represents an internal mum. The outer of a person represents internal problems. You know, a Navi had to be healthy. And the Mefarshim explained for this reason. Because healthy on the outside is a simon for healthy on the inside. A behema balmum is not kosher. A dayana balmum is not kosher. Like sakin lucha matzeva. What about the matzeva also? Avodah Zarah. He says that the dayan could have the impression that he is the law of the land. He's the final word. He'll walk around thinking, look who I am. I'm the law. I'm the final say. He has to know, Leisakim L'cham Atzeva, Hashem. And he goes through the halachas. It's very interesting. I'm trying to be mekatzer, but it's a long kliyakar. The halachas of a dayan are taken straight out of the Mizbeach. I learned, deduced from all the halachas of Mizbeach, no mum, no avodah zarah, anava. He even says the whole union of the makiv of carbon is to be an anav. Rambam says, right, it's supposed to humble you. The dayan has to learn from that, that he has to be humble. Just one piece I'd like to take out from the kliyak, which is very interesting. He says that the Yitzhara comes and tells the dayan, no, it's important. It's important that you should act in a certain boastful way because like this they'll respect you. He says that's the Yetzirah talking. Because he knows that once you have that lacking, that chisarei, that you feel that you're the... You know what you will paskin? You'll make big mistakes. You'll paskin quickly to show off that you know. You'll make major flaws. And he says even further, he says, what's the mum? Pisecha iver. What's iver? What are you blind from? Shaychat, from Gaiva, from Emes. He says, it's unbelievable. I'm telling you to be kitzer. Because, I mean, we could spend here in a half hour just reading the whole Kliyakar. The concept of carbon is supposed to be introduced into the Sanhedrin. And that's why the Mizbeach precedes Mishpatim. And that's why Shlomo HaMelech put the halachas of Avodah Zarah about being makiv, amum, together with Leisak to Mishpat, Leisak to Panim. Moiridik, you hear? I wanted to answer a little differently. See, because the Kliyakar just learns that it's supposed to be the halachas of the Mizbeach, learned from the Mizbeach to the Sanhedrin, and also the ideology of Anova. That's his big, Mizak Yisai, Anava, carbon, humble. That's what's supposed to be deduced from Mizbeach and introduced into the Sanhedrin. I would like to say it a little bit different. I would like to say it like this. I believe that the inyan of carbon is extremely connected to Mishpat. Not even the Dayan, but the whole idea of Mishpat. And I'll explain to you what I mean. If you notice, in this previous week's parsha, when Moshe Rabbeinu tells Yisrael, they come to me! Yisrael complains, what are you making them stand all day? Says Moshe Rabbeinu, they come to me! What do they come to me? Lidrash es ha'elokim. To be Dairish HaKadosh Baruch, to seek out, to search HaKadosh Baruch. What does that mean? What are they coming? What are they coming? So the Sipurna learns that they come to be Dairish Mamish, the word of Elikim, when they should travel, when they shouldn't travel. Pi Hashem Yachnu, Pi Hashem Yisau. They're traveling, and Hashem is dictating to them how to travel. How would they know this? So the truth is, we know that has to do with the clouds, right? That whenever the Onam move, then they had to move. But we see from this that even so, they still needed Da'at Torah to come to ask Moshe. That's what Sipurna said. I mean, he doesn't say this last Cheshbon, but I'm saying, you see from the Sipurna, that even after the clouds moving, it wasn't like Kiddush HaChodesh, oh, we see the moon. No, you still had to go where? And speak to Moshe Rabbeinu to be Dorish HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like the Urim Tumim, right? You had to get a final psak straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vatelech Lidroish Es Hashem. You know who says the same Lashon? No, who says Vatelech Lidroish Es Hashem? No, come on. No, Rivka. Vatelech Lidroish. Kibo Elai Lidroish Es Hashem. When you don't know, that's called to be Dairish Hashem. Does everybody remember last week's parashas Rashi's? And I'll ask you to remember Rivka, but last week's parasha, you just read it yesterday. How does Rashi explain Vatelech Lidrash? Kibo Elai Lidrash Es Hashem. No? It says Rashi, they come to ask Talmud, learning from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tell me, the next pasuk explains what they come for, right? Lisa, what does the next pasuk say? They come because they have questions. Being din ledin, divrei rivois, fightings. Read the pasuk, no. You know something? I'm not going to move till everybody understands what I'm talking about because it's called reading. It bothers me that people know Torah, they know pshat, but they can't read a pasuk. Chumash, it makes me crazy. What should I tell you? Read it. What am I? Like this is a big chidush. I'm saying big Torah. I'm saying pasuk pshat. Pasuk. Read it. Yeah, what does it say in the pasuk? They come to be Dairish Es Hashem. What's the next pasuk? The Shabbat, they have problems. They have halacha shailus. They have these problems. Now tell me, is the first pasuk connected to the next pasuk? When it says Vatelech Lidroi, they come to be Dairish Hashem. They come to be Dairish Elikim. Is it this pasuk? Is it the next pasuk that has to connect it, right? According to the Sipurna, not. According to the Sipurna, it's two different things, right? It's interesting. Now let's clear in Rashi. Rashi says they come to ask questions. What are their questions? Read the Rashi. Huh? Yeah, no.
Okay, so it's in the Elikim. It's
a Talmud Mipiyag. What does it mean? They come to ask Torah?
No.
I don't know. If you learn that this pasuk is not connected to the next pasuk, so maybe they could come to hear Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They want to hear good shiurim, so they come to Moshe Rabbeinu for a shiur. And Vatelech Lidroi, so again, would be a shiur from a Baruch Ber or a Shemeshkop. That's what it means. Shiurim Atzois, then Moshe Rabbeinu Lishmo and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or Dilma, that this Rashi is connected to the next thing. What Talmud are we talking about? Lidra, he said, like, the Talmud, oh, Baba Kama, Baba Tzia, Baba Batra, Halacha. How do you paskin if a guy rams his car into another guy, he's going to get a bicycle? What do you do then? I don't know, I'm learning with you. Let's say that's true. Why is that called Vateyach Lidra Shalikin? Why is it called that? Bishlam, according to Sipporna, means they're coming to ask Hashem. Hashem, yes or no? Should I go or I shouldn't go? But if it means Baba Bekam, Baba Metzia, why is it called Lidroish Olikim? Lidroish. To search Hashem. They're coming to know Dvar Hashem. Lidroish. They're coming to be Doirish. Now the truth is, I was thinking about it. Maybe this story with Yisrael is before Ve'ela Mishpatim when it was given. So they don't even know what it says in the Mishpatim. So they have to ask to be Doirish. Hashem, should I sit? Should I stand? Am I allowed to ram my car into the guy's bicycle? Or am I allowed? If I didn't pay my rent, do I have to pay it? Do you know what I'm talking about? I can't take it that people don't read. What am I supposed to do? I can't. People are sitting and reading, learning Chumash and not reading the Pasuk. What am I supposed to tell you? You got to learn what it says. Otherwise, don't waste your time. It's very nice to say the gematria of this is gematria of that, but you know what you're reading. You know the Pasuk. I want to know, what is Lidroish? I'm coming to search. What am I searching? What are you searching? And the answer is, if I didn't, there's no way to get the answer, so I have to search it. Maybe. You know, on the computer they have something called a search. Why? Because since you don't, the information is not in front of you, so you have to search it. So the word Lidroish maybe means to search. That's all it means. There's a word search and there's a God search. I don't know the answer to the question, so I got to put it into the computer. The computer is Moshe Rabbeinu. Vatelech Lidroish. Sorry, Kibo Elai Lidroish. Eli Kim. They have to search. What are you searching, Hashem? You're learning Chayshim Mishpat. You're learning to know what do you do if you didn't pay your rent. And the answer could be, because till Mishpatim were given, it had to come from Hashem. There was no other way to get it. They were asking Hashem for a yes, no answer. Can I go? Can I stand? Should I sit? Should I pay? Shouldn't I pay? I'll show you how I don't like this and why I don't like this. In Parshas Mishpatim now, by Shlishi, there's a whole story of a person denying that someone gave him, he didn't give him. Shvuas Hashem Tia Ben Shneim. The din of Shvua. Let's learn it. It's by Shlishi. Okay? I want everybody to open up the Chumash. Go ahead. Does everybody have it? Shlishi! Shlishi! Okay, go ahead. Who's reading? Quickly! Read! Go ahead, Shlishi, no? Nisa read enough today. Somebody, you! Read, no? Shlishi, go ahead, no? No? No, Shlishi.
Shlishi.
The right away in the beginning. Pasig Bob here. Yeah, here it is. What I'm looking for. Pasig Bob here. Sorry, Pasig Bob. Kiti Nishara Yayu. Kazim Akam Lishmar. They're going to be Vesa Ish, and he's denying it. Okay. So the Nikra Bal Habayis El Ho Eloikim. You're supposed to come to who?
To Elikim.
To Elikim. That's the first time it says the word Elikim. Then it says, I called Rapesh Shachamar Al Sal Salma, Kol Aveda, Ashi Yoimak Yuzer, Ad Ho El Elikim. Ashe Yashion Elikim. Three. Chazal learned out that how many Dayanim you need for Chayshim Mishpat?
Three.
Because Elikim means a Dayan. Wow, very interesting. Could you imagine? You complain about the Dayanim that they think they're so great, and you want them to be humble. You call them Elikim. What do you want? Gods, you're calling them. God, Elohim, yeah? You come to the Bezdin, it says Elohim, yeah, but the Bezdin means Elohim. What does it mean? And the answer, of course, is Elohim Nitzavadas Kael, that they only represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They are the representatives of Elohim. So you can't go straight to Hashem, so you go to the Dayan who represents Hashem. Yeah? Isn't it interesting that the Lashon is V'nikrav? V'nikrav Balabayis El Elohim. I like it. I like it. This is something you'll only hear from me. Didn't we say that it has something to do with a Mizbeach? Did I hear something to do with a carbon something? Mum? Did I hear the word carbon? And all of a sudden when it comes to Bezen, I hear which word? Nikrav. Light bulbs go off in my mind. Nikrav Balabayis El Elohim. Very interesting. You like it? V'nikrav. What do you mean v'nikrav? You should come to Bezen. What are you talking about? I don't know the words. Could you translate v'nikrav? You should come close to the Bezen? What, you should get close to him? Oh, maybe that's what it means. You know, a lot of people, when they read this, they have the wrong assumption. It means you should get friendly with the Bezen. V'nikrav, you slip him a few dollars. V'nikrav, balabayis. It's more than you start. Nikrav is to get close. Tell me, did you get close to court today? No, I went there. What does it get close? I mean, I almost got there. Nikrav means I got close, but I had no cigar. You know what English would say? You got close, but no cigar. What happened? I couldn't find the parking. Maybe that's what it means. Nikrav, you should get close. That's good enough. Of course, I'm joking. It means you have to come to the best. What's Nikrav? What does it mean? I don't know what it means. I read it, and I go, gosh, well, I don't know what it means. Nikrav, balabayis, what does it mean? You know what I think it means? I'll tell you what I think it means. I think it means carbon. It has a lot to do with the word carbon. You know, a person in this world could live his entire life disconnected from the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Completely. He goes to business and he works and he does. His whole life is in the realm of this world, and he is the driver of his own destiny. Then a person can live his life and say, you know, I'm governed by laws. I'm governed by laws. The Nikrav Balabayis El Elohim, there are laws. And you get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by going through the process of Dinei Mamas. Like a carbon. The idea of a carbon is to humble a person to remember that there's a Rebbeinu Shleilam. Connect to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. You know how you connect to the Rebbeinu Shleilam on a day-to-day basis? By following the laws. Eila mishpatim asher tosim lifnehem. The nikrav balabayis el elokim. And I'll show you another beautiful diuk. What's the word balhabayis? Interesting lashon. The nikrav, the one who you complain against. Why is he called the balabayis? You like it? You know who makes this diuk? The great Reb Shamshon Fulhirsch. The great, it's classic. He says a little differently than me. And I'm telling you right now, he says a whole different pshat with v'nikrav poyel. You look over there, he works with the root word of p'il. V'nikrav, not v'yikare, v'nikrav. Okay, it's irrelevant for right now. Says Reb Shamshon Fulhirsch, balabayis. Who's the owner? Who's the boss? Hashem is the Nikra Balabayis. You Balabayis, you got to answer to a higher authority. El Elohim. I'll tell you even further. Why is it only by this case? I mean, all of Chayshim Mishpat is here. And this is the only place that it says Nikra Balabayis El Elohim. It should say it by the beginning of Mishpatim. You know what this is talking about? This is talking about a Shavuah. The person denies, and he's able to get away with it. He's able to get away with it. I claim that I don't have it. So the Shvuah comes and says, prove that you didn't take the thing, the object, and claim that it got stolen. That's the story. It's going on the Shvuah. It's on my Shvuah. How do you get a person to admit through a Shvuah? Does anybody know Masechta Shvuah a little bit? A Shvuah was a threat process. The Rebbeinu Shleilam is going to get you. You're going to suffer from tremendous punishments of HaKadosh Baruch Hu if you don't admit. And you swear falsely in His name. You notice that a Shvuah, you take B'Shvuah Sashem Hashem. The idea of a Shmuah is that even what man could get away with, and there's no way to detect physically, the Beis Din can't catch it. There's no way for Beis Din to know. It's already beyond what? It's beyond the realm of society to catch you. But then you have to answer to a higher authority. Then the Rabbeinu Shlil. I answer v'nikra balabayis elulikim, and I make a shvua b'shem Hashem. This is carbon. This is the idea of a carbon. In this world, when a person brings a carbon, you know what it is? It's a stop to tell him, listen! Your daily activities, it's subordinate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The nikra. You want to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bring him into your daily dine mongness. You're fighting over money. Wait a minute. You're a Rabbeinu Shlom. It's a realization check. If you're close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you won't do what you can get away with. He can get away with this. You know the story here is? He's there's no way to prove it. There is no way to prove it. There's no way to find it. You didn't tell. How does anyone ever know? You'll never know. That's where Kirvas Elikim comes in. Are you God fearing or you're not? Are you connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If you're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you'll give back the money. If you're not, there's nothing you could do. There's a certain, what do I call it? A certain situation where man can't stop you. That's it. We checked, we looked, we investigated. It's out of our hands. Are you close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Are you connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Then you'll pay it up. That's called carbon. V'nikra balabayis elolikim. This, Rabbi Yisrael, answers to me the question, why does Sanhedrin have to do with the Mizbeach? What does Sanhedrin have to do with Ma'ebu Misinai? And the answer is, in the epitome of this world, one has to know that he's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his Torah. You know what, Mata? It's very interesting. I once thought about it. Why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that he should come down on Maimon Har Sinai? Vayered Hashem. Hashem came down. Why do you come down for? What bothered me? What's wrong if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would elevate us? He took Moshe Rabbeinu up. Tell me, was it any chisaron on our part that Hashem came to us and we didn't come to Hashem? I would say the opposite. Who should go to who? He should have had that the people should come to Hashem. Why would Hashem come to the people? What's the answer? No. Matan Torah was bringing Hashem to the world. That's what Matan Torah was. Vayered Hashem. How do you bring Hashem down into this world? It's through the Torah. Lamata Masar. How did HaKadosh Baruch Hu come Lamata Masar? How did it happen? Well, I guess we have to know the Rishayim. It's he brought the mountain up. It was under, over. I don't even want to go into it. The symbolic issue. Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. And the answer is Har Sinai was humble. Humble. And Hashem was able to come down to it. What's your question? What do you want to know? What do you want to know? No, what's he asking? Yeah. Huh? Oh, okay. I thought you were asking me. It reminds me of a very cute story, this story. There was once a Rav that was giving a shir. And there was one guy sitting in front of him, paying attention, supposedly. Everybody else was out cold. And then the Rav would say this, the guy would go. And then when the Rav would say this, he would like make with his face, you know, yeah. And then when the Rav said a third thing, he would go, make faces, laugh. But the Rav addressed his whole shit to this guy, because at least this guy's paying attention. Yeah? After the shir, he comes over, he says, I saw you paid attention to the whole shir, and you were so, you know, attentive. But there were parts that you liked and parts you didn't like, and sometimes you went like yes, and sometimes you went no, and sometimes you weren't sure. So tell me which parts did you like. So he said, Rabbi Altai, I didn't understand one word that you said. Not one word. I had no idea what you're talking about. He says, so why'd you make, you know, motions with your face? I'll tell you the truth. I was looking at you, and there's a picture in my house of my grandfather. You look so much like my grandfather. So every time you stood straight, with your face straight, you looked like my grandfather, and I shook my head, yes, yes! And then when you turned a little bit, I wasn't sure, sir. And then when you turned to your left, it didn't look at all like my grandfather. So a whole share, trying to figure out, do you look like my grandfather? I'm saying a whole share. I'm directing it to you, and then he's asking. I figure, yeah, big shyly, yeah. You want some air conditioning or fit? Tell me, I look like your grandfather? Okay. Now listen carefully. Maybe means to say he's a big fan of what we're saying. That's what it means. Or cold means it's cold. He doesn't understand that it's cold in the tracks. Some of them have a deeper meaning. Shetir Baruch, you should be benched. You're a good person. I know you're listening. Come. No, Benish, you listen. You should know. For years he comes to learn. He's a little like that. You hear what I'm telling you? You should have so much nachat, you won't know where to put it. Okay, now. Okay, listen carefully, Rabbi. Hashem came down. Maimed Har Sinai. That's Af Elu Misinai. You want to know what Matan Torah is? Matan Torah is Hashem coming to the people. You know, we even have an expression. Hachatan Yotze Likrat. Where does it come from? Matan Torah. Matan Torah. Matan Torah. Hashem came down, and then Klal Yisrael came. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the Chassan. Klal Yisrael is the Kala. Hashem came to the people. In order to bring Hashem into this world, there's something called Matan Torah. And then comes Mizbeach, as we soon will explain to you a little bit further as we move along in the Shir. And the way to do it in this world is Eilah Mishpatim Asher Tosim Lifnehem. Now I want to explain to you that I believe that that's Pshat in this Rashi. When Rashi says Ve'ela, what's Ve'ela? Kamakim Shinam Ve'ela, then what? Mari Shainim Misinai! Ve'ela Misinai. When you learn Chayshe Mishpit, you're connecting Lidroishas Hashem. Kibo Eli Lidroish Elikim. You search Hashem. You know how you search Hashem? By learning Choshen Mishpat, by learning Ve'ela Mishpatim. The Pasuk is saying, telling us, what is the Dairishas Hashem? They have a Riv Bein Ish Le'isha, and they come to me to be Pashat the question. That's called Lidroishas Hashem. You know, there was a big discussion many years ago. The Ikar is to be close to Hashem. You don't have it by learning Baba Kama, Baba Metziah, Baba Basra. Many, many Chugim held that, I can't be close to Hashem by learning Baba Metziah, Baba Basra. I have to learn, you know, Musar and Ashkafa and Chasidus. It's not true, Rabbis. And even the great Hasidic masters who lived and learned Chasidus, right, and I have many proofs to this, that the Iker Dveikus Bashem is by learning Baba Kama, Baba Metziah, Baba Basra. And it says it in the Pasuk. You want to be Dairish Hashem? You want to be V'nikra Balabayis Elho Eloikim? You want to get close to Hashem? It's this. Eilam Mishpatim Asher Tosim Lifneihem. I'll repeat it over again. We had big controversial discussions when we started Binat Chaim. Many held that we should teach them, since they're beginners, we should teach them Ashkafa and Musarin. And I, together with my father, we stood strong and we fought and we kicked and we yelled. Teach them Bamitziya, teach them Baba Basra, teach them the Gemara. That's going to keep them, that's going to make them religious. 10 years, 15 years later, who was right and who was wrong? I was right. My father was right. They were wrong. Their classes and the people they were makarim, nothing was left. Nothing. Here we have a yeshiva. based on that we learned Baba Tziba about. Is this true? Is this the truth? Do you know who I'm talking to? Okay. This was big machlaikis, and I want to learn Ashkaf, and I told you, leave the Ashkaf alone. It's not going to do anything for you. The Nikra Balabais Eloikim, the Eila Mishpatim, Ma'elu Misinai, Af'elu Misinai, Mizbeach Avoida. Avoida is the Eila Mishpatim, Ashatasim Lifneim. And I'm going to show you that this is actually echoed in the words of none other than the Beis Yosef himself. I'm going to show you where the Beis Yosef says this. But you got to give me a few more minutes to fix up and patch up all the ha'aris that I asked. I asked you a question, Rashi. Is it connected to Sinai or is it connected to Mizbeach? And the answer is, it's both. It's the same thing. It's avoida. It's being karev HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'nikram ve'elam mishpatim asher tosim l'fneihem. And I'll explain to you why this is. It's impossible to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not physical and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Eish Eichla. The Pasuk says, L'dafka boy, you're supposed to connect to Hashem. Dveikus, says the Medrash, V'chiev shel l'davik b'shechina v'arehu eish oichla. It's not physical, it's fire. How do you, Ella what? He's da'beg b'drachav. Go in his ways. The only way to connect to Hashem is to do his derech Hashem, his way. And through that, you connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Midas. Does it say anywhere in the Torah you're supposed to have Midas? Nowhere. It doesn't say. We learn from the obvious what's called Midot Tovot. But it doesn't say anywhere. You know where it says it? It says, V'halachta
B'drachav.
Mahu chamnu nafatach harahu rachuma. The Yesod HaTorah is to go B'darkei Hashem. And you know what you have from that? You'll be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You go in his ways, v'alachta b'drachav, v'dafka bo is also mizdavik b'drachav, u'mishpatav hatov. That's the lashon. He's davik bo b'drachav, u'mishpatav hatov. Eila mishpatim is v'nikra b'alabais elokim. And now let me show you further, again in this week's parasha. Ashatosim lifneihem, yeah? What does lifneihem mean? Does anybody know what lifneihem means? So there's two pshatim, Rashi says. Either ask me kishulchan aruch, you got to break it up for them. Good. Or lifneihem, v'loi lifnei, akum. You're not allowed to go to goyish courts. Right? You're not allowed to go to goyish. What's wrong going to go? What's wrong going to Gentile courts?
You're saying that the goyish court is a higher authority.
It's a higher authority. Okay, so this is a very big issue, and I'll show you where the issue is involved. One Chazal says, "Shata miyakir shame avoydazar." You're making them more special than you. Is it the court? Is it the authority, or is it the laws that they paskin? So the lashon is mashma. It's the authority. You're going to them. You're giving them the respect that you're following. The Medrash Tanchum in this week's parasha says, "Lifneihem v'loy lifneiakum." Chukav u'mishpatav liYisrael loy asachein l'chol gai mishpatim bal yadum. They don't know this. They can't say good mishpat. They don't have good mishpat. We say it in Dvarim. No, u'mikar agoy gadol ashaleil kim kriy meilav ashashem al kriy. What it says ki loy chukav mishpatav yisharim, that you have good laws. Remember the pasuk. You want to read it for them? You want to read it? It's too hard to find. It's in Dvar. Yet chukim u'mishpatim yesharim kechol ha'tayra hazeh. You have good stuff. They have not good things. Yeah? Rashi even says, b'kubalim v'hagunim. That's how Rashi explains. Chukim u'mishpatim yesharim. So then it's what? Not necessarily who they are, but it's even the laws that they had. Right? I'll tell you a kasha that bothered me all my life. Right, Akash, and I asked it to all the big guns, all the big rebbes and rabbunim. Yesterday I met them, and a whole bunch of rebbes and rabbunim. Nobody had an answer for me. Bnei Noach are mitzuvin al adinim. You know that? The Bnei Noach must have a legal system. Tell me, their legal system is a good one or a bad one? So you would come and say, it's corrupt. Good for them. Okay, so let me show you first of all a few things. In Parshas Vayishlach, the Ramban says that one of the problems with Shechem and why he had to be annihilated and killed, because he did not do laws. He did not follow a legal system because he raped Dina and no one ever judged him for it. Let me show you how the Ramban brings us halacha. Valdaiti hadinim shemanu blivnei noya b'sheva mitzvah shalahem einam lahoishav dayanim. They don't have to have judges. Eino lahoshiv dayanim chal plachu plachu vad. It's not only to have judges. Avotziva oisim b'dine gneva v'oina v'oishik uschar socher. V'dini hashoyimim, oynis umefate, v'avos nizakin, v'chayvul b'chaveiroi, v'dini malva v'loiva, v'dini mekachumemku kiyaitzabeh. Tell me, did he miss anything that says in this parashim, parashim shpatim? No, he went through the entire parashim shpatim. B'nei noyach are mitzuvah to have dayanim that do everything that it says in parashim shpatim. I didn't make this up. This is a Ramban. It's an unbelievable Ramban. Uki'inyin hadinim shenitzdavu Yisrael, to have the same legal system like the guy, like the Jew. I asked this to the Rabbunim. I asked them this. Tell me something. If they came and made a din ma'uvis, they made a foolish rule. For example, they made a rule that if you pay a parking ticket, you sit 20 years in jail. Are they yoytz in the mitzvah b'nei noyach mitzuvan al adinim? Or are they going to be oyver and avera of mitzvah b'nei noyach mitzvah? They'll be oyver and avera. What do you mean? That's dinim. It's corruption. That's corruption! You know, someone's going to come and say, Stein! What they do wrong? They had a legal system and that's what they decide. Democracy. Tell me something. You ever hear of a democracy? Yeah, right? What's a democracy? Democracy is that the people of the country get together and they decide on a constitution. Gosh. Stein decided on the constitution of communism. Oh, just kidding. Anybody communist here? Okay. So what's wrong with Stein? And you know what the answer is? How could you have din mu'uvus? It's got to make sense. So you tell me that it makes sense. And on the other hand, they have the same rules as us. And that's no good. Chukim u'mishpatim la'tayv. So what's tayv m'la'tayv? I don't know the difference. I don't understand the difference. I don't understand the different parts of you. Anybody has a teretz, I give you $1,000,000. What should I tell you? Give me a teretz. By the way, you almost won $1,000,000. If you had a little bit different, you said a tiny drop different, you would have won $1,000,000. And even if you say it good, I'll figure out a way how to say that you didn't say it good, so therefore I shouldn't have to pay the $1,000,000. Besides, I don't have it anyway, so you can go collect $1,000,000 from you any day of the week you want. If I don't have it, what's the difference? You hear my question? Simple question. He doesn't have laws. That's what it says. So he said, good, it's not the law. Of course they have a legal system, but to go to the legal system of theirs is a bizayon for Klal Yisrael. Many say like this. Many say you're showing that they're more authority than you. A mashma. The Medrash doesn't say that. The Medrash is mashma that we're what do we call it? We wage war against their whole legal system, that it's wrong and it's corrupt and it's no good. And we have chukim u'mishpatim yisharim. You found the pasuk hagunim u'mukubalim. Rashi says accepted good just laws while goyim don't have just laws. So what are they? They're corrupt laws. So you have stoyim. I don't know. So what are you telling me? They're mitzvah al adinim. What kind of dinim? False dinim. Which dinim? The Rabban says clearly the mitzvah on everything kedine Yisrael, the same laws. So what's the variation? Instead of $50 fine, they give you a $40 fine, and that's called chukim mishpatim like tayvim.
The judges there don't have to be God fearing.
What's the difference? But the rules are the same, though.
Yeah, but they can use their own ego. They can look.
You're telling me that they're the same fools, so that it's not. I'm asking you, halacha lemaisa. If a good judge gets there and says, you know something? I'm going to paskin that this guy's right because I think. Would he be going against B'nai Noach Mitzuvin Aladim? And the answer is yes. Yes! So what's wrong? What's the big deal? Again, you're not answering the question. The laws are the same, let's say. And you want to know something? If you look clearly Rashi even speaks out, "Afilu b'dal v'shat yedeya," even when you know it's the same. They're not corrupt. We're not talking about a corrupt. We're not talking about Zdoim. We're not talking about the constitution of Zdoim. What are we talking about?
The judgment is that they might have proper tefillah, but who says the judge is judge?
That's what he's saying. So I asked you a question. So that means b'nei noach mitzuvan al dinim, and they judge falsely. Would they get punished for that? According to the Rambam, should you take out every judge, take a shotgun and shoot him? Like his grandma, one of the judges, a doctor they shot recently, or a judge or something, I don't know, whatever. They shot a judge somewhere. What about the, he charged falsely, what do you want? I'm asking, Allah Hillel Mais, if a judge is about Gaiva, Fashtar this, about Taiva, he likes Chveze, he's a bad guy, and he paskin forbid me this bad things.
Look what happened to that one judge, I think it was in Alabama, he had the Ten Commandments in his courthouse, right? They threw him out.
Who cares? What do you have to do with God? Where is God? I'm asking laws, laws. The law is good or it's not good. And if it's good, so how can they be wrong? What's bad about it? So if you come and tell me that it's like it's more what they call a hypothetical, you're coming and you're saying Hashem is not, the courts are better. I agree with you. But if you're attacking their laws, which laws are you attacking? Are you attacking their good laws or their bad laws? And it's not that much different.
It's not the laws. It's not the laws defined. They don't have the Mizbeach.
What does that mean? Okay, so let me tell you what I think it means. You ready? Sechel could dictate that if you hit him, you owe him money. That's common sense. We're talking about Dayanim that have common sense. We're not talking about fees. We're not talking about Zdayim. There's nothing what to talk about. And still it's no good. And still it's not right. You know, bankruptcy. Is there such a thing in the Torah to claim bankruptcy? Why not? The answer is because it's not about what's right or wrong, what it's right and wrong for each of the two Bali people. It's wrong for you to claim bankruptcy. Someone lent you money, how could you go and not pay him back? You owe him the money. You see, there's something called societal justice. Then there's something called individual justice. The Nikrav Balabayas, a little kid. When the individual comes to Beis Din, he's not coming for societal rule. He's coming for Eved Hashem, Avodas Hashem. How does a Yid behave in Dinei Mamas? I want you to listen to it one more time because it's Gevaldik. Thought about it and thought about it and thought about it. It's Gevaldik. The guy has a constitution. The constitution is based sometimes on the good of the society, which is communism. The whole communism is the good of the society. Then you have the democratic, which is the yachid. But also klapi the what? The rabbi. You know where I got this from? You're probably thinking to myself, what is he talking about? I'll show you something which struck a chord in my heart this week. And because of this opened up for me to understand this whole subject. They want to make a stadium somewhere in Manhattan. They're trying to build a set for the Knicks or for the Nets or for one of these football, baseball, I don't know, one of these basketball, something, I don't know, something they want to make, huh? Oh, they want to do it in Brooklyn. Okay. Now, they're taking people's houses and they're ripping it down. Those people are screaming, Chai V'Kayim, yeah, but it's my house. Too bad.
Eminent domain.
Eminent domain. Okay.
Good for the state. It's good for the state.
What's good for the yach? You should know that the Eibishter gave this to me as a gem. I'm so happy. Like, I listen a little bit here, listen a little bit there, the news. It doesn't even fade. This, for some reason, it stuck me into the heart. This expression, Michael Bloomberg, no less a Yid, you hear? He says, people have to understand that sometimes the Yachid has to give up what's good for the state. That's the way it works. All of a sudden it hit me like a lightning bolt. What are you saying? I thought you're a democratic country. I thought you're about the rights of the individual. And the teretz is, from what angle are you looking? Are you looking from the state trying to give the rights of the individual, which is still for the sake of the state? The te'elis of the state in the sheet of democracy is that the yachid should have rights. But it never runs away from the state. It's still not the yachid l'taymas ha'yachid. I'm going to show you another thing. I'll tell you a story that happened with my grandfather and also, and then I'll show you where a yid, even his individual state, his himself, is not himself, but it's all about v'nikra balabais olikin, his connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Listen carefully. My father told me a story that years passed. He was once driving my grandfather, and there was a policeman who was directing traffic. My father, they didn't hear the policeman. My father didn't hear so well. People know my father, he is a little bit hard of hearing. He didn't hear the policeman. The policeman said, go right, and he went left. The policeman started knocking on his arm with his stick, and he started yelling, you, this, and this, and you, and you, you went, and I told you not to go, and he's screaming, and he's yelling, and he's this, and he's that. To my grandfather, this was a shocking sight. I mean, let's say he violated the law. Right? Let's say, and the law, because the law is that he has to listen to the policeman. But the policeman had no right to insult him. The policeman had no right to rebuke him. The policeman had no right to, what's the word, to be mashpul him, to degrade him. What do I mean? Even if it's not the words that he said, what are you screaming at him for? Good, he did something illegal, so you take him to a court. And so my grandfather asked him this. He couldn't swallow it. And he asked him, he said, but why are you screaming at him? And you know what his answer was? Yeah, because he violated the law. Didn't answer the question. He didn't answer the question. Yeah, but my question to you is not what he did. The question is why you are no mensch. Why are you a behemoth? Why are you acting like a behemoth? And the answer is because it's nothing more than the law. It is nothing about the person. There's nothing about how I as a person behave. It's all about how you fulfill the laws and the obligations. There is no law. And I know there's a law that a policeman has to have courtesy. I don't know if it's a law. It's not a law. It's a police procedure. You know, if a cop degrades, if it's not race, if it's racism, he's finished. But even if it's not racism, I don't know if it violates a law. If he yells at you, there's no law about that.
A compliance.
That's only within the police.
Yeah.
The bureaucracy of the police. Said my grandfather, Chukim Mishpatim Lo Yitayim. That's called Chukim Mishpatim, the law. You could degrade a guy, you could yell at him, you could scream at him. Tell me, I want to challenge you. Does it say anywhere in Hilchas Sanhedrin that a dayan raised his voice to scream at a defendant? A challenge, I don't know. I'm thinking about it. You could talk to me. What do you say? Kofimo to how? Huh? Find it. Find me where it says Vigoarim bo. Again. Not where it's Nogei Lamas. No, it was La'acher Hamas. What do you want to say? No, but either you're saying, you know, I mean, you're sitting in front of me talking to him, so let me hear it, no?
We're just discussing.
You discuss. You hear my point? I'm trying to get to a yesod. Laws are societal in nature. By Klal Yisrael, laws are individual as much as societal. The yachid has to behave in a certain way, because he is the Nikra Balabais Alakim. And the courts are there to bring about the Nikra Balabais Elcha Elohim. That's what they're there for. Now I'm going to show you where the Beis Yosef says this, and then we'll go back and learn from this a lesson. You know, Chayshe Mishpat, the tour gives an introduction to the following. There are three things that make this world stand. Al Hadin, Al Ha'emet, Al Hashalom. Pirush Rabbeinu Yaina says the Torah that Rabbeinu Yaina explained, Ein Pirusha, that it doesn't mean Shibishmil Shloisha Dvarim Elu Nivra Oilam, that that's why the world was created. That's not why the world was created. Because the beginning of Pirkei Avos says, Ashloisha Dvarim Ha'olam I made, and it's not the same thing as Ha'olam Kayim, Aladin Valamis Valashalom. You know what the Olam is Aymed? Does anybody know what the world stands on? Al Ha'Tayra, Al Ha'Olam Chasad. So how can there be a mission that says, Ashloisha Dvarim Ha'olam Kayim, Aladin Valamis Valashalom? Is it a contradiction? Are they arguing? No. Says Rabbeinu Yaina, says the tour. No, it's two different things. We're talking about two different topics. What's the difference? Element Chil Omar. Originally, the world was created for what? Torah Avoid the Gemil's Chasad. What does the world have? Kiyum. Oilam Kayim. Pirish. Shenivra Miskayim. How does it stay in effect? And the answer is Al Yideelu, Dayanim, Emes, Shalom, so on and so forth. Explains the Beis Yosef as follows. What does this mean? The in Taimar, Malay Mishloisha Shenivra Oilam Yaspiku Lekaimai. I don't understand what you're talking about. It was created for this, which means that the world is capable to exist. So why does the ongoing existence need three different things? That's the Beis Yosef's question. If you can create a world, here, give me an example. You're able to make a car and it could run. If it didn't have oil, it wouldn't run. But the minute it has oil, it's able to run. So you don't need new things. The minute it runs, that means whatever's there in the first place is there, is enough to make it run. The Yesh Leimer. Answers the Beis Yosef of an interesting Terence. Sheshimen HaTzadik Diber Kefiz Manei Shehoye Beis HaMikdash Kayim. When the Beis HaMikdash was Kayim, Al HaTerev Al Vaidev Al Gmilas Chasad, the world was able to stand. Shimon Gamliel was talking about Bizman HaChorban. Once we lost the Beis HaMikdash, pay close attention, Rabbi Yisai. What did we lose in the Beis HaMikdash? We lost Mizbech. I say good. You should know, you're not going to hear this anywhere else. I find things that nobody else finds. The Mizbech, we lost. He says it clearly. We lost the Mizbech. And therefore, what complemented that? Aladin, Vala Emes Vashon. And he explains why. Listen what he says. He says, because Torah. Who's going to learn Torah if there's no judgment, if there's no din? Emes, there's no avoid if there's no emes. You know why? Because we can't do karbanis. So how do we have carbon today? We have it through emes, truth. Shechaysamei shalakadosh baruch hu emes. It's truth. So the avoid gets complemented through din, emes, ememei l'shalom. That's what he says, because the whole din bring shalom, like the maral. Avoid the mizbech, tossim etzel mizbech Sanhedrin, emes, laws, judgment, chukim, emes, teiras, emes, nasam v'seichenu. The laws are about truth. That's chaysamay shalakadosh baruch hu. Hashem put a stamp. He gave us laws. And you know what he gave us with those laws? A stamp of kosher. What are those kosher stamp? Hashem's truth. Avoida, carbon. Yeah? So the world is existing today. Al Adin, Vala Emes, Vala Shalom. I'll read you inside. He says like this. Shimon Gamliel, Shadin Sibas Kiyam HaTorah. Din is very important for Kiyam HaTorah. Sha'oivir HaTorah, Yanesheu B'din. Otherwise we wouldn't learn. There's no Beis HaMikdash, we're gullus, it's rough. We know that there's a Din V'cheshbon. Emes, says the Beis Yosef, Tikun La'avoida. Carbon. How would we get close to Hashem in the old days? We had the Avodah. V'haynu mushkachim u'bishmira se'emes shehi chaysamish al kosh baruch hu nakir. Through emes we'll notice and realize when the spotlight of shehi b'makam avaydus hakarim bavis. Mamash, I hit it on the button. I saw this b'shiyos. I said, you know, the Eibush that gave me a present to be able to say a pshat in a pasuk. It's true. This is what I'm telling you. The idea of Matan Torah and the Mizbeach Mishpatim is all connected. It's all the same thing. In order to have V'nikra Balabayis El Halekim, in a world of commerce, in a world where everything is based on doing and coming and sitting and standing, only Emes in Din, in Mishpat, will a person find V'nikra Balabayis El Halekim. Ki bo elai. Lidre, Elikim, what represents Elikim needs of Badas Kale today? How? What? And the answer is the Mishpatim Chukim, Mishpatim Yesharim. This is where it comes from. The guy, of course, has laws, but it's not based on his connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather on society, societal injustice. You're right. And America's a just country, no question about it. But at the same time, it's not based on the Yachid, it's based on the society. And the biggest raya is, here you go, you have an astronaut. The most craziest things that they do. You know, there was a murder in the Bronx last week. You know who killed him? Who? No, you heard the news this morning? Another policeman. Check. So one policeman killed another policeman. Check. Yeah. You didn't hear the news yet? The guy who killed was together with his wife. Who was a policeman who killed this guy? Shane. Who's the guy? A policeman. So one policeman killed another policeman. What's a mean? Shane. That's it. Policeman. And he's the same police that's going to scream at you. The law will give you a parking ticket and he'll scream at you. The law! The law! The law and the gavra has nothing to do with each other. The human being and his societal laws have nothing to do with each other. He could be a piece of junk at home, and he walks around. The law is the law, and the chukim shpatim yisharim, they're not evil, but they're based on societal justice. It's not based on the nikra balabayis elokim growth to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is ve'elam mishpatim tosimi. Understand mishpatim is carbon, and understand that by learning Bava Kamma Metzia, you'll have dveikus, you'll be close to Hashem. Because that's Matelech Lidroish. That's Kibo Elai Lidroish Elikim. The Dayanim, their laws. And that's Shvuas Hashem Tia Ben Shneim. You know, I was just thinking, you know, they say over from before I should ask, why do we learn Elu Metzias with children? That's the first thing we learn. And the answer is, it's more to teach them hashkafa. What's yours is yours, what's mine is mine. Yeah? That's Eilu Metzias. What's mine is mine, what's yours is yours, and therefore when you lose it, I have to return it. So it's an introduction to the understanding of a child in Dinei Mamas. That's why we learn with children Eilu Metzias. Simple reason why we learn with them Eilu Metzias, because it's easy Gemara. That's the simple reason. But then you can call it Solas, learn with them. The Gilil, I say, okay, that's neither here nor there. But the reason that the Mefarshim, the Rosh Hashivas always say over, to teach you conceptually, what's yours is yours, what's mine is mine. Okay. Does anybody know, when I say what's mine is mine, what's yours is yours, right? What is that based on? That could be based on justice. Societal justice, right? Otherwise, we're all scavengers. We're all animals that are eating up the other guy, right? Do you know that the last week's parsha, the Eben Ezra teaches me, that what's mine is mine and what's yours is yours. Loi sachmoi is based on, does anybody know? V'yareisim aloikecha. You know that, right? And Ezra says, "How can you say loisachmai? I lost. That's what I feel." And the answer is, he brings a mashal, the bas melech, right? You're never going to lose the daughter of the king, because it has nothing to do with you. So if you know what Hashem gives him is for him, and what Hashem gives you is for you, and that's why he says the Eben Ezra v'yareisim aloikecha. That's the justice system, which is based on what? V'yareisim aloikecha. It's a whole different mind is mine, yours is yours. Eila Mitzias. If you boil it down to the core of what's mine is mine, what's yours is about your Shemayim. It's based on a nikra of Balabais Elikim. Even in Mumnus, what's mine is mine, what's yours. We said, we learned this so many times that Yaakov Avinu went back for Pachim Ktanim. Why do you go back for Pachim Ktanim? And the answer is, Dine Mumnus. What's mine is mine. And that's because I understand it's based on what? Hashem, Yiras Hashem, V'nikrav Balabais Elikim. If I'm a didaktik, Haroitze, no? Lischaseit, the Gemara. You want to be a chassid? Yekayim? Nezikim. Mila de Nezikim. People say a chassid, davens all day. Yeah, it's the same chassid. The same exact chassid. Yekayim, Mila de Nezikim. V'nikrav Balabais Elikim. You want to know how you get close to Hashem? Mamas, what's mine is mine. Leisachmit. The connection between Leisachmit of Eila Mishpat. Yeah? What's mine is mine. What's yours is yours. Let's bring it down to Maisa. What's the lesson that should be learned from this? A person could live his whole life talking about being connected to Hashem. Whole life talks about Kedai. And he could daven. Pesach Yosef tells me we lost that art of being close to Hashem through tefillah. Otherwise, let him just say. Today, right? We always know that. We don't have the carbon. And the mock of the carbon, we have tefillah. What does the Pesach Yosef tell me? That's not enough. It's not going to work. He says it. You're all Sfardim, Bet Yosef, Maran. Everybody's running around, Maran, Bet Yosef, Maran. So here, come, let's learn Maran, Bet Yosef. You ready? Here. Va'emes tikum avoidu. Shal yedei ho avoidu hois ha'shchina sheri b'neinu, v'haynu mushgachim. U'b'shmiras ho'emes shihi choysam yishol kosh baruchu, nakir v'nispal elof shihi b'makam avoidu sakarbonus. I would paste this on every shul. I would take this, blow it up, and put it on every shul. If your daily life and the mumness is not 100%, your davening is not there. It's just not lamai. He says it. I make it up. Everybody thinks the carbon is finished, and now we have tefillah instead. Tefillah b'makom keneged tefidim tiknum. It's opposite the karbanis. He says it's not going to work. He says it. You still need what? The emes. You still need the mishpat. You still need milah de nezikim. That's how one connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Truthfulness in business and learning Eila Mishpat, learning the halachas, learning Chayshe Mishpat, learning Babakat Bamtsiya Babasra. Eila Mitzias brings out Yiras Hashem that you know mine is mine and yours is yours. And that's how we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the truth that I told you today. You should be zeichet to hear and learn this truth. It's a whole different world. It's a different world. All the Musar and all the Chassidus, it's all good. But you're not going to the heart of carbon. You're not going to the heart of Torah. Al Shloisha Dvar Ma'olam Oymen. Al Torah, Al Avoid, Al Gemiras Chas, is based on what we have here, Mishpat, Din, Emes. Din, Emes, Mishpat, Shalom. It's all based on these assignments. Let's talk to these. Zaychat, internalize these lessons.